Second Nephi, chapter 32. Nephi says that he can see that his brethren are wondering what they should do after baptism, or they're pondering on that, or what should they do after they enter the path to follow Jesus Christ. So again, the important thing of this chapter is that he's going to explain what it means, really, to follow Jesus Christ, because you've entered that path. Now, what does it mean? And he, I guess, in a sense, he's using as an example what they're thinking about. What they're thinking about is probably the same thing you're thinking about from the last chapter, and that is, what does it mean to speak in the tongue of angels? What is this? And he says, well, first, that cometh from the power of the Holy Ghost. So all he talks about there is it comes from that power. So if you have not truly received the Holy Ghost, then you have not that power to speak in tongues. Well, that's what he says in verses 2 and 3, but still that doesn't exactly answer the question what's on their mind, because they're thinking about this speaking in tongues, because that seems to be the first thing they do after they begin to follow Jesus Christ. Well, what he's doing here is he's setting up this as an example to say what they're supposed to do to follow Jesus Christ. And he says in verse 4, the reason you don't know what the speaking of tongues is because if ye cannot understand them, it will be because ye ask not, neither do ye knock, meaning that you need to go ask the Spirit. That the place you're going to get the answer to this question and all the questions and questions is to go ask the Spirit yourself. Don't ask me, Nephi, and don't ask another man. Go get the Spirit. Go ask the Spirit yourself. And even if a man were ever to talk to you, you would discern from the Spirit the correctness of it. But the point is, he directs them to the Spirit, and he is therefore saying after baptism, what the followers do is they begin to seek the Spirit and they follow the Spirit. And again, he's using the example here of that's how, if you want to right now know what this speaking in tongues is all about, then you go ask the Spirit. In verse 5, he says, receive the Holy Ghost, and it will show you all things what ye should do. Okay, and the Holy Ghost is what brings us the one that allows the Spirit of Christ to come to us. It's the one that acts as the conduit or the messenger or the thing that quickens us so that we can receive that Spirit. The point is that once you've received the Holy Ghost, then the Holy Ghost can bring you the Spirit of Christ to tell you all things that you are therefore supposed to do. So now we learn again that after we go into baptism, we're to continue to, we're to begin to follow the Spirit, and that becomes our guide from then on. Well, in verse 7, he all of a sudden feels, he's going to explain this some more, I guess, and he feels to stop. And why does he feel to stop? Because he wants them to go to the Spirit, just as you were supposed to go to the Spirit, and quit seeking men. Here is Nephi, a great prophet and understander of the gospel, and knows so well that to men they put him up on a pedestal, and he's saying, no, what you're to do is you are to go to the Spirit. So this sets it very clearly that we are all to go to the Spirit. That's what we do after baptism, as we become followers of the Spirit. In verse 7, he feels sorrow. All of a sudden he begins to talk about the stiff-neckedness of people. And he's not talking to his brother, he's seeing you. He sees that he feels sad because you don't want to go to the Spirit. You don't want to follow it. You keep wanting to receive it from everywhere else. So he goes, he's constrained by the Spirit, and he all of a sudden feels a little bit sad. And so then he goes back to the idea in verse 8, and he says, brethren, hearken unto the Spirit. And the Spirit will tell you to pray. It'll tell you to go to the Lord, that your heart should be poured out to the Lord and say, and be asking the Lord to tell you what to do. So you don't, see, when you follow the Spirit doesn't say, run off and ask this man, and run off and go over there and do what he says, and what does the church say, and what is everybody else doing? No, it tells you to go to go directly to the Lord and ask him, what is it that you want me to do? And then obviously you're going to receive the answer through the Spirit. And it goes on in verse 9, and it says, Ye must not perform anything unto the Lord, save in the first place ye shall pray unto the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, that he will consecrate thy performances unto thee. Okay? And then it goes on a little bit just to finish that. That thy performances may be for the welfare of thy soul. Meaning that you are going to the Lord to find out what he wants you to do. Not what it does to uphold some church, uphold this or that, or what we're doing because someone has told us to do it. We want to know what the Lord wants us to do, and it says everything that we perform and do, everything we do, whether we go to work, what we're doing all day long, is everything we do according to what the Spirit is telling us to do, what the Lord is telling us to do, and if we do it according to what the Lord tells us to do, then our performances will be for whose good? Our good, because that's the work of the Lord, to perfect us, to help us to grow. And so so to do his work, we concentrate on ourselves, we pray to him, and he tells us what to do about ourselves. Now in this chapter, again, what was the question? The question that Nephi never answered was about what is this speaking of tongues that they're wondering about. And to some degree, you probably feel like it has never been answered to you. Obviously, I'd give you the same advice that Nephi did, and that says, go to the Lord.